And with that, Michelle, if you could take a roll for us.
You bet. Thank you. Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Ms. Fleming?
Present.
Judge Kelly is not going to make it today. We've reserved word. Judge Siever?
I'm here.
Judge Thompson?
Present.
Mr. Finke is also absent today. Mr. Harrigan?
I'm here.
Mr. Kim? Mr. Riley?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, good afternoon and happy new budget year. I am here.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Great. Michelle, thanks so much. So just as a quick reminder, folks, this is an open public meeting. We're being recorded. And I'd ask that if you're not speaking, you place yourself on mute. The first very routine motion we have is to approve the minutes from the June 15th virtual meeting. They're at page 3 of your materials. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you. Second? Harrigan seconds. Any opposition to the motion to approve the minutes? Hearing no opposition, the minutes are approved.
And as I understand, Thompson abstains. I wasn't
okay.
present.
Great.
Thank you.
And as I understand it, there was no written public comment received, correct, Brandy and Michelle?
That is correct.
Excellent. Great. So we can move right into the meat of our meeting. We have one agenda item. It's an action item. Oksana is with us, and she's going to present on this. This is discussing deliberations on the development of an allocation methodology, as we often do, for trial court backfill for funds related to the repeal of fees authorized by AB 177. Just as a quick background, as I'm sure you're all aware, AB 177 eliminated certain fees that the courts collected to offset costs associated with various administrative activities performed by our courts. The 2022 Budget Act, which has now been approved, as David noted, and we are so appreciative of, included $10.3 million in backfill funding. So as we're often called upon to do when there's a new source of funding, we're called upon to make a recommendation for a methodology for consideration. And that'll be this. There was a methodology that Oksana is going to talk to us about that was developed in consultation with the Department of Finance. After we complete our work, it'll take its necessary steps through TICBAC, JBBC, and to the council. With that, Oksana, we turn to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Oksana Tak, Senior Analyst with Budget Services. This report is to assist the subcommittee in its discussion on the development of a new methodology for trial court backfill funding related to the repeal of fees authorized by Assembly Bill 177 to be considered by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its July 18, 2022 meeting. Effective January 1st, 2022, AB 177 repealed trial court authority to collect certain administrative fees that were for the recovery of costs associated with various administrative activities performed at the court, making any unpaid balance unenforceable and uncollectible, and requiring any portion of judgment imposing the fees to be vacated. Judicial Council Budget Services staff surveyed trial courts in February and March 2022 on total fees charged by the trial courts for activities for the eliminated court sections from 2018-19 through 2020-21. Reported revenue only included the amount retained by the court for its administrative costs and excluded fees or revenue collected by the court and passed on to the county, or fees retained by the court for the collection of any county fees. Budget Services staff, in consultation with the Department of Finance, adopted a methodology recommendation using the average of 2018-19 and 2019-20 revenue collections as outlined in Table 1 on page 6 of the materials. Due to the impact of COVID-19 on trial court operations, the revenue collected in 2020-21 were excluded as they were atypical compared to the revenue collections during the prior two pre-pandemic fiscal years. The proposed allocation methodology is outlined in Attachment A on page 7 of the materials, which represents today's recommendation to approve a two-year average breakdown by court for revenue collected in 2018-19 and 2019-20, and then proportionally allocate the remaining funding, resulting in annual backfill appropriation and allocation amount of $10.3 million. That concludes our presentation. We will turn it back to Judge Conklin to guide the discussion, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Oksana, thank you so much. And so, folks, are there any questions for Oksana about the recommendation? It was seems to be pretty straightforward, but that doesn't mean there might not be questions or issues. So we open it up for questions. Okay. I paused. It looks like everybody's alert and participating. So without questions, and again, I don't want to move this along too quickly, but I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. Rebecca, obviously you can add anything you want here too, or any member can, but this seems to be, and it's noted it was developed after consultation with DOF, seems a pretty straightforward an approach. So with that, I would go ahead, Scott.
If a separate line item is ever sought with DOF for the MOEs in the budget, does it then mean this money is then prorated under the secondary step without the MOE? The maintenance of effort?
Judge, these aren't related to the MOEs.
Unrelated, okay.
And anyway, these are a completely different revenue stream. And hello and happy new fiscal year to everybody. but yeah, Judge, these are separate and apart. And just on your point about if we ever were to seek MOE, we did get the MOEs covered through the $110/$100 million civil assessment general fund backfill. So that has been disposed and dispatched of going forward, which I think is part of the tremendous nature and historic aspect of the budget, in that it addressed that civil assessment change, addressed a number of core funding issues. This being separate apart was something that was overlooked because these were completely retained monies at the court level. And when we ran our numbers last year for the Department of Finance over the summer, we got a big fat zero in our system. That's why we had to go out and do the survey. And using the pre-pandemic values definitely gave us a bigger backfill than if we were using pandemic values, similar to what we did with civil assessment. Looks like some folks have their hands up.
Yeah, Rebecca. Apologies. No, it's a good question, Scott, not a problem. Rebecca?
So my question is about the pandemic numbers versus the pre-pandemic numbers. So the recommendation is a two-year average. And so will that 2 years roll forward? It's just going to stay that those 2 years, period. Okay.
Because it's the elimination of one funding stream, and this is the best estimate of how to fill that funding stream, as
right.
I understand.
Just like the civil assessment was the two-year pre-pandemic.
But it'll stay those 2 years.
And that's the fixed amount.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good question. Any other questions? Doesn't appear to be any. I do, Judge.
This is
go ahead, David. Yep.
Yeah, sorry. I tried to raise my hand. Here we go. So two questions. I just wanted to make sure. This is funding that would be on an ongoing basis. I think the answer to that is yes. Correct?
Yes, as I understand it as well. Zlatko or Oksana, I assume it's got to be ongoing. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I think you're right, David. Good question, but it appears to be ongoing. Fran?
Judge Conklin, Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, that is correct. It is ongoing.
Okay. And the other question is, this is not going forward going to be part of a funding formula, methodology formula. It's basically a separate stream of funding. It doesn't count towards the funding formula that I think is the basis for how monies are distributed in the future, correct?
That is correct, and I'll look to Brandy if there's any detail. And the reason for that, the best way to look at this backfill is these were cost recovery fees. The courts were performing an administrative function. There was a fee for that service. They got those fees. AB 177 repealed it, so it created a little bit of a hole in the budget in terms of that backfill. So this is just kind of a straight backfill to account for those lost fees, which were essentially viewed as cost recovery. So I hope that explains it a little bit more.
Okay. It does. So yeah, thank you very much. That answers my question.
Yep. And good clarification, David, thank you. Any other questions? And Fran, thanks for the responses.
Thank you, Judge Conklin.
If there's no other questions, and if somebody's comfortable, I'd invite a motion.
If I may, Judge Conklin, I'd be happy to make a motion to approve the recommendation as submitted.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Was that Rebecca?
Yes.
Moved and seconded that the recommendation set forth in the materials, and it's very brief, so just to be thorough, to approve the two-year average revenue collection methodology for allocation of the $10.3 million backfill funding to trial courts for consideration by TICBAC and JBBC and the Judicial Council. That's the motion. That's the second. Now that it's been moved and seconded, any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, I'll follow the typical practice of asking if there's any, and Judge Siebert, I see him joining in too. I just want to make sure you didn't have a question, Judge Siebert. You just clicked on.
This was, I knew we were going to, you were going to ask for a vote, and I was just getting ready.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And with that, is there any member of FMS that is in opposition to the motion to approve the recommendation? I hear no opposition, and with that non-opposition, I therefore deem this a unanimous decision to move this recommendation back through TICBAC and JBBC. Appreciate that very much. It was a reflection of the efficiency of the work done by Budget Services and with DOF. We truly appreciate those efforts. Zlatko, I appreciate the way you put it, that this was something sort of we had to come back to, but it was addressed and I think a great resolution. And again, not to be too much of a cheerleader, but another just a great outcome of our budget that we're so appreciative of. Any other items for the good of the order? The next meeting we have, FMS meeting, is in October, unless something comes up in the meantime, which sometimes it does. Brandy, have I missed anything?
No.
Okay. Michelle, anything?
Everything covered.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I hope everybody had a great fourth. I'm very, Judge Thompson, we're sorry to hear that you were bitten, but we're glad to hear that it looks like you are back on, are ready to be back full time. I hope everybody else remains unbitten and healthy, for lack of a better description. Thanks for all your work. As always, thanks so much to service, to staff, and for everybody that really does the work that we just look upon and consider. And with that, if there's nothing else, I'll let you go grab a bite to eat and conclude as I always do. Go Dodgers. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.